Davi Kopanawa and the Western Sahara human rights activist Aminatou Haidar will be receiving the Right Livelihood Award. Then we go to Madrid, Spain for the UN Climate Summit on Friday and continuing all next week. That does it for the show. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Dina Gezder, Nermin Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warrenoff, Libby Rainey, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Massoud, Trina Nadura, Tamari Astudio, Adriana Contreras, and Maria Tarasena. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 7:59 a.m. Next up, we have more talk radio with Cecil and Celeste.
Join KBOO by December 31st and receive free gifts and prizes from the Give Guide. Just click the donate banner on the KBOO app to keep community radio strong and vibrant in Portland and beyond.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall in Portland. Fake radio reenacts the historic radio shows the old-fashioned way, dressed in period clothing and standing with scripts in hand in front of old microphones. They'll recreate the 1947 broadcast of Lux Radio Theater's It's a Wonderful Life, including the commercials and announcements. Again, that's It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. Again, that's It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. Today is Monday, December 2nd, 2019, and you are listening to More Talk Radio. I'm Cecil Prescott, and this is your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, 104.3 FM Corvallis in Albany, and via the World Wide Web, it is KBOO. FM. And welcome, and I'm so glad to welcome you this morning. Our number's here for you to give us a call, and we'll need your calls to make a great radio program this morning. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And I hope you are well this morning. It was still dark when I came in, but I think near 8 o'clock, it is past sunrise, so it is lighter and things are starting on their merry way. I want to begin by sharing some words I shared a few days before the Thanksgiving holiday, which we are just completing. I said, hold on. I know the rush is on. We have to finish grocery shopping. We have to make sure we have our tickets and bags packed. And then when the meal is finally prepared and we have managed to get through the hazards of traveling, we sit down and endure or rejoice in the meal and conversations with relatives and friends and people we do not know or want to know. And then, before our food is digested completely, some of us have to rush to work on Thursday evening while others begin looking for the best deals on our phones or begin to line up at stores and malls to make sure we get the items we have to purchase. Now take a breath. This week, remember to give thanks. And then remember that we are called to resistance. but it's not only the seductive power of consumerism that we are to resist, but the overwhelming forces that demand that we are only fully human when we think about ourselves first and only, to fear and destroy those who are different, to protect ourselves from the other, and to believe that might is right. So Thursday past was a time in which many people in the United States gathered with their friends and relatives and participated in a secular ritual of giving thanks. And then we began this 4 or 5 day long secular capitalist consumerist holiday. So Thursday was a day of giving thanks, and as soon as we gave thanks, we began to continue giving thanks, I suppose, by sharing, by participating in that ritual of throwing away our money on things that we may need or may not need or think we need or have been convinced that we just have to buy. So something suddenly Thursday morphed into something which has been called Black Friday. And that is a traditional term, so-called traditional term, used to talk about how consumers begin to shop, holiday shopping on the day after Thanksgiving. And then maybe to ease our conscience of being seduced by consumerism, we suddenly said that, well, let's make Saturday Small Business Saturday, where we can say that, well, we continue to be consumers, but we'll shop in small businesses and celebrate and give business give our dollars to smaller businesses and not large businesses. And suddenly Saturday morphed into what is now on this this third or fourth day of consumerism has morphed into Cyber Monday, and where we are told to now we probably are wearied from walking in stores, whether there's large markets or small businesses, and we can just sit down and turn on our phones or laptops and continue our addiction to consumerism by celebrating what we now call Cyber Monday. And then when we take a breath and the guilt has begun to eat away our conscience, we recognize that that's not enough. That isn't what makes us human. And we decided what we need is to celebrate by participating in hashtag Giving Tuesday tomorrow. It's part of this hashtag activism that has developed throughout the world, in the United States particularly, but throughout the world over the recent years. And it was a movement started to create an international day of charitable giving. As I said, that at the start of this season of frenetic consumerism and shopping, began in 2011, 2012, by people interested in nonprofits, by the 92nd Street Y and the United Nations Foundation as a response, as I said, to commercialization and consumerism. And, you know, it has apparently created a buzz and money for good deeds. It's estimated that in 2013, $28 million were raised. 2014, $45 million, jumped up, doubled in 2015, $160 million, $168 million, $274 million. By last year, over $400 million in given had been raised. And who knows how much will be raised this year. Now, hashtag Given Tuesday, I would be, you know, I would not be doing my duty if I did not remind you and all of you to participate in Giving Tuesday by sharing some of what you have with KBOO, this community radio station, which has been around for a half a century. And it's a way in which we continue to celebrate and give voice to voices that are not heard in many of the media. So I hope that for those of you who are considering participating in Given Tuesday, that you will consider sharing some of what you have with this community radio station, which is continued to be run by hundreds of volunteers who continue to do the best that they can do to bring you news, information, music, all that we need to build and strengthen our community. But I would be amiss if I did not also recognize that Given Tuesday is a way in which we can celebrate all the many people and organizations and groups who are doing good works. And this is where I want you to participate. You know of some organization, some nonprofit who's doing great work. Why don't you give us a call and just share something about that organization that you think is doing wonderful work and that needs support. Give us a call here at 503-231-8187 and share the name of the organization and why we might want to give some of our hard-earned dollars for that organization. Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. And while I await your call, let me just give a shout out to a few organizations that I'm aware of that I think, you know, people who are doing good works. First of all, I want to give thanks to those who have continued to serve free hot soup throughout the city. You may be aware here in Portland of a proposed city ordinance that will make it much more difficult for those who give out food, hot food, to people in the parks throughout the city. And, you know, we heard this weekend that they will fight this city proposed ordinance with a lawsuit. And thank you so much for doing that. Another group that I want you to take note of are the students of Lincoln and Roosevelt High Schools here in New York who have called for a climate strike action this weekend on Friday, I believe. I had it written down. Where is it? Yeah, Friday from 10:30 to 12:30 at Shemansky Park, which is across from City Hall here in Portland. So if you can, think of ways in which you can support those people, the students who are doing good work, and also those who continue to serve meals to those on the streets in Portland. Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. And let's hear what organizations that you have that you would like to promote. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Cecil. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
Well, hanging in there, and something occurred to me a few weeks ago, and I thought, you know, capital and capitalism have been used to enrich, well, a small class of wealthy investors and corporations that are wrecking the biosphere mm-hmm. and social justice. Why not look at capital differently and say, well, our capital is the natural biosphere which we need to care for and heal if we can, and our capital is also the animal life on this earth, especially our fellow humans, whom we need to cherish and invest our capital in their well-being as well as the biosphere, and the two are hooked together. So I thought, why not just take a different look at capitalism and say, well, we're going to discard capitalism as it's been known, which has been wrecking the biosphere, mm-hmm. but let's have a new kind of target or aim for capital, which is help the biosphere and help social justice, especially for people.
Yes.
But just wondered how you would see that.
Well, I think I like where you're going and what you're promoting in terms of how we can use it to promote social justice and ecological justice, how we can work to create a better planet for all living creatures and all living things. So do you have any group you want to say specifically that we should be aware of that's
well,
promoting
I
these
would,
things?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have in mind, but it changes from, like you might say, day to day. I hear something, usually I only listen to KABU, uh-huh. but I hear of some group which is fighting for the well-being of the tropical rainforests, and whether it's in Indonesia or South America.
Yes.
And I hear of groups that are working in various countries all over the world, and they're saying, enough of this diverting all of the money away from the well-being of people in the biosphere. And so I, right now, the only group I can think of is, well, Amnesty International is there, but there's so many there. How many groups are there out there that we talk about on KABU? Is it dozens or hundreds?
Yeah, probably hundreds over the years, yes. So
suggest something.
Lots of work, lots of ways in which we can plant seeds of resistance, seeds of growth. So thank you, George, for calling and reminding us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. Give us a call and share with us a organization that's doing good work that we might want to participate in. Not only on Giving Tuesday, but throughout the year. George reminded us of the work for social justice, creating a better biosphere, and using capital not for the wealth of a few, but for the creation of the salvation, indeed, of the world we live in. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. As you call in, let me just throw out a couple of organizations that I'm familiar with that you might want to consider. One, and there's no order, it's, because they're all important and they all need your support. Organizations I'm familiar with that I sometimes work with is. One is the Portland Jobs with Justice. It's a coalition of over 100 labor, faith, community, and student organizations taking action for workers' rights and economic justice, especially those most marginalized by economic systems such as people of color, immigrants, LGBTQI people, and women. Jobs for Justice believes that all workers should have collective bargaining rights, employment security, and decent standards of living within an economy that works for everyone. Some of the actions that Portland Jobs for Justice have been involved with recently is supporting the organizing of workers with fast food restaurants on the Burgerville organizers as well as others, providing support for those who are organizing in hospitals such as Providence Hospitals. So that's one organization that you might consider participating in. And you know what? They have a couple of activities coming up that you might want to participate in. One is the Scrooge of the Year Award Party that they give annually. You buy tickets and you vote on, you know, which on the bad bosses who went above and beyond the call of being just really bad. And that's coming up at on December 14th at 6 p.m. at the SEIU Local 49 Ballroom. One organization, Portland Jobs for Justice. What are others? Let's give us a call, 503-231-8187. And I think Ty is speaking with someone online. And let's see, is that someone online? Okay. Yes, good morning. Hello?
Hello, this is Edie, and I'm wanting to correct a mistake you made regarding Friday's climate action.
Oh, yes, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're on the air. Continue.
Every Friday from 12 to 1 at Portland City Hall, on Southwest 4th between Madison and Jefferson, are student strikers for Fridays for the Future.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Extinction Rebellion, Red Rebels, Nonviolent Quiet Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this Friday, December 6th, is going to be a climate strike action starting at 10:30 a.m. at the Moda Center, which is 1 North Center Street, Portland, 97227, going until 1. And you can look up Sunrise Movement, Extinction Rebellion PDX, Red Rebels, 350 PDX, and Fridays, and Fridays for the Future.
Excellent. And again, that's this Friday begins at the Moda Center at what time again, Edie?
10:30.
Yes.
So every Friday from 12 to 1 at City Hall, but this Friday is part of an international escalation of the climate strike. We'll start at 10:30 at Moda Center.
Excellent.
And just for future reference, Shemansky Park is on Salmon and Park across from Elaine Snitzer. And the city of Portland has a park across it, which is the Federal Tennis Plaza. So please get those locations straight in your mind. But this Friday, City Hall on Southwest 4th from 12 to 1, and starting at the Moda Center at 10:30.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much for sharing that information, Edie.
Thanks. God bless you. Oh, wait.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I think this last week has been the epitome of why we need to thank KBOO with our hours and our dollars. We had KBOO alert and warn folks to prepare for the resisting the WTO, World Trade Organization.
Yes.
And why that's best for human rights, democracy, the environment, social justice, workers' rights, family, health, you name it. And KBOO has also been what has helped coordinate all these different groups and give people hope to know a better world is possible and then to work together in building community to make that happen. The FBI knew and Homeland Security knew several years ago after a 30-year study that it was KBOO that led the nation, led the nation in making a city most resilient to a disaster, both prepared for disaster and woefully unprepared, and best resistant to martial law. It was because of KABU giving us that hope and love. And it's KABU that lets us know that on Black Friday, when we go from the red to go into black, we can have buy nothing, we can share everything, we can work for justice. And it's KABU that's telling folks about outdoors. It's KABU that tells folks about better ways like free gate to have internet security and independence and safety. It's KABU that tells folks about all these wonderful groups that are nonprofits and not nonprofits that we can be giving to. So let's make sure we also give our time and our money to KABU and spread the stories to other folks. Spread the truth that heals. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much, Edie, for sharing that information with us. Have a pleasant day. You're listening to KBOO. This is More Talk Radio. I am Cecil Prescott. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. We're talking about hashtag Giving Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And it's an opportunity for us, as George said earlier, for us to use our capital to spread what we have with those around us. And as Edie reminded us, there are so many groups, large and small, who are doing good works. And we need to spread the hope that another world is possible. She reminded us of, we heard it last week, of the commemoration of 20 years, I can't believe it, 20 years since the action in Seattle with the WTO. It's a reminder how we can create another world, and indeed we are, and that's why there's so much resistance. So what are some groups that you know of that you're working with that you would recommend for us to participate by giving our time and our dollars, small or large, that we can give? KABU, certainly we are a community resource, and as a community media center for us to get out the word, to offer an alternative vision of the world, an alternative way in which we can create the world we're living in and doing great things. So whether you are able to participate in climate strike action this Friday or participate with other organizations, we want to hear from you. Our numbers here of 503-231-8187. Yesterday was December 1st, and each year December 1st is remember as World AIDS Day. Those of us who are old enough, I was reflecting yesterday with some friends of mine. I lived in my hometown, New York City, in the late 70s and early 80s, when friends were suddenly getting sick and dying. And in those days, there wasn't even a diagnosis, or people even knew what was happening. And all we knew were that people we loved and thought of so much were getting sick and dying, and because so many people were those who were tossed out by society at large. Okay, gay men and people on the street. And people didn't want to touch them even and hold them. And it was the community, our community ourselves, who nurtured ourselves. And, you know, when the story is written and retold over and over again, we must recognize, remember how community, and particularly community of women and lesbian, who help and nurture and supported and nurse people who were dying, who were thrown out and tossed aside. So there are many organizations who are doing good work, and we've come a long way. But think about ways in which you can participate in healing our community and participate in organizations which help and work with people living with HIV. And I'll give you one in after I speak to our next caller. But let's go to Robbie. Good morning, Robbie.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to plug some stuff that I'm involved with. There's Bonds Over Borders. Is basically my partner's. It's her events that she started putting on. We started booking comedy shows, music acts, and then we would also get street artists, individuals who would make stuff. And what we created was a fundraising event where there would be stand-up comedy, music, and then we would raffle off the artwork that different we got the community involved who donated art. They donated their time as comedians, you know, everybody who kind of believes in it, and
yeah.
we helped raise money for Innovation Law Lab, which is a very great organization that I would like to, you know, let your listeners know about, or is doing really great work for the immigrant community. They're they're actually providing just an unreal amount of support and help to the immigrant community. And also Pueblo Unido was the second event that we got. We don't have a scheduled date for the next event, but if anybody's on Facebook or Instagram, Bonds Over Borders is the event page, or the event, I guess, the organization that we started doing that on. And we always get the message. We always get KBOO to air it, and we really appreciate that. But I just wanted to let your listeners know about Pueblo Unido, Innovation Law Lab, and then also Bonds Over Borders. So it's a great way to, you know, it's like every day of the week there's a comedy show, there's a music show in the city, and it's like if we can, you know, focus one good event where everybody can come out, do it, and support, you know, a great cause, that's what we were trying to do, is trying to link people who feel like they can't help to making them so they can, and identifying the groups that are helping out those communities. But I just wanted to say thank you for that, and just plug those organizations. And Bonds Over Borders, we'll have another one early next year.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you and your partner for allowing us to participate in doing such good work. Thank you for your good work.
Oh, thank you.
And Bombs Over Borders, you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. There is an organization that you might want to participate in or share in. And thank you for just sharing on Bombs Over Borders, the Innovation Law Lab, and Pueblos Unidos, which are organizations that are doing excellent work, and that I'm long for you to participate. You can enjoy yourself and knowing that you're doing a good thing by participating in Bombs Over Border at some of the comedy shows that they are involved with. Wanted to mention to you, I was speaking earlier about World AIDS Day and many organizations that are doing good work. One organization that I'm aware of and familiar with is the here in Portland, Oregon, the HIV Day Center, which is a drop-in center for low-income people living with HIV/AIDS. They provide hot breakfast and lunches 4 days each week. Staff are available for counseling, information, and referral. And you know, clients have access to phones, a mail drop, computers, a washer, dryer, a shower, and hygiene supplies. Students from Concordia University participate. The nurses participate in their program, offering foot care and acupunctures. Community people just come in and help prepare meals and just be with them. I want to let you know that in celebration of the program, and remembering World AIDS Day, the HIV Day Center is having their annual luncheon, which is Wednesday, Today's the 2nd, so that will be Wednesday, December 4th at 12 noon at Concordia University. It's a great opportunity for you to come to hear the great works that they're doing. The meal is free. There'll be opportunity for you to contribute. But if you want more information, you can call the HIV Day Center at 503-460-3822 or email them hivcenter@emoregon.org. hivcenter@emoregon.org. Hey, you're listening to More Talk Radio. I'm listening to you to share, to allow us to know what great organization people can participate in and contribute. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And thank you for waiting. Joe or Joan? Good morning.
Joan. Hi, good morning. This is great. There are a lot of organizations that I like, but one of them is Emerge, IMIRJ, Beginner Faith Movement for Immigrant Justice.
Yes.
And they provide direct accompaniment to people who are facing detention and deportation. They advocate with local and national faith leaders and individuals and communities that take radical action to transform power and offer sanctuary for immigrants faced with family separation, detention, or deportation. So that's a really good one, Emerge. And the other one I like right now is the Northwest Pilot Project, which is very active in the community, helping vulnerable older people find housing.
Yes.
They provide rental assistance and all kinds of things to keep people off the street. There are a lot of old people that are living on the streets, which, of course, is an absolute disgrace.
Yes.
So providing and securing stable housing for Portland's most vulnerable elders is what they've been doing for the past 50 years.
Yes.
That's the Northwest Pilot Project.
Excellent organization. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's it.
Oh.
Well, there's also Sisters of the Road, but those are ones that I'm thinking of right now. And thanks for doing this, publicizing.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Joan, for reminding us that there's so much work to do in our community. So two organizations she just mentioned, the Northwest Pilot Project, which has been around for decades, doing great works in terms of providing housing assistance and making sure that our older population can live decent lives. Northwest Pilot Project and Emerge, IMIRJ, which is provide support and accompaniment to immigrants and refugees who have done so much work recently, particularly since this new administration has taken power, the new federal administration, and the necessity to stand with our sisters and brothers who are immigrants. Emerge and the Northwest Pilot Project. Our numbers are 503-231-8187, and we are interested in hearing organizations you know of that we can share in the great work. And again, our number is 503-231-8187. Give us a call and let us know how you can how we can participate in this. You know, I found out from a group of students actually in my faith community about an organization that I did not know of, and they told me it's a group they volunteer with. It's the Children Book Bank, which is a small organization which provides books. And for many of us, we say, okay, books are books, and books are all over the place. But the Children's Book Bank has organized over 10,000 community volunteers to channel over 650,000 books into the hands and homes of over 50,000 children in need in the Portland area. Many of us who are privileged enough to either have book or have access to the library know how valuable that is, and how important it is in terms of development for children to have access to reading material. Well, the Children's Book Bank is a place where they collect books, they collect them, sort them, and distribute books to children, kids in need throughout the community. It's a way in which you can participate in. And I really want to thank the Children's Book Bank for what they're doing. You can contact them, childrenbookbank.org, and see about the great work that they are doing. And I think my faith community and the kids and I are going back there later this winter to do some more work with that. And it's so exciting to see kids actually have books and read books, and it makes such a difference. So that's just an organization that I want to thank for some young people to tell me about. Great work. You are listening to KBOO here, your community radio station. This is More Talk Radio. I am Cecil Prescott. This morning, we are speaking about how to resist this force of consumerism and buy culture that we are inundated with for the next month or so, by being those who participate in creating another world, because another world is possible. We share this morning with some of the wonderful organizations that are doing great work. Tomorrow is, as we reminded you, Giving Tuesday is an opportunity where thousands and thousands of people are able to contribute to their favorite organization. And, you know, in addition to contributing to KBOO and the great work that we're doing, we want to remind you of the great work that other people are doing. Some that we heard of this morning are Portland Jobs with Justice and the work that they are doing organizing workers throughout the Portland area. Bombs Over Borders, the Innovation Law Lab, which helped immigrant community, and Emerge, which is also offer accompaniment to immigrants in our community, Pueblos Unidos, and the Northwest Pilot Project, just some groups that are doing such good works. We also Edie mentioned earlier of the Friday resistance movement promoting our climate. Continuing this Friday, beginning at the Motor Center, and then in which young people are leading the movement for us to do something about the world we live in. So I want to thank students who are doing such good work, and particularly this week, I'm told that students from Roosevelt High School and Lincoln High School are doing a lot of work organizing the rally this week. So I want to thank them for leading us into this transformation. Again, our numbers here are 503 831-8187. Give us a call and share with us some group that you are familiar with that that's doing good work, particularly those groups that we don't know of. Now, we know of the big organizations that are doing lots of work and have, and we all are struggling, but some are don't. I mentioned earlier those who are offering food, hot food, on our streets and in our parks here in this area, and are finding that they are struggling against people like the Portland Business Alliance and who apparently has the ears because their hands are in the pockets of people in City Hall, which are trying to make it much more difficult for people just to help people. So I want to celebrate and thank people who are doing work offering free hot soup, and those who are part of that resistance and the good work that they are doing. Another group that I'm familiar with that's doing great work in terms of organizing. See, organizing is more than, you know, one person doing one thing over here and another person doing something good over there. Organizing is involved bringing people together and organizing for power. One group that is participating, that's picking up the clarion call of change, is the Oregon Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, picking up the campaign that was started over 50 years ago by the Southern SCLC and Martin Luther King, that's organizing people for power. Oregon Portland Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, is part of a network of people in 40 states now that are doing great work. Check up on them and seeing the work that they are doing in terms of organizing. Oregon Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. You can find them on Facebook. Let's go to our next caller who had some great information. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know how much new information I have for you on specific groups, but I want to appreciate your topic. I'm calling from Eugene, and in Eugene, there are several groups that are working on the ground that help with community organizing and help teens in many ways. There's a group called Cascadia Quest that mm-hmm. helps teens do rites of passage work to develop them in a nature setting. Mm. And on it goes. There's groups that teach teens word crafting, and that's mm-hmm. the name of the group, Word Crafters. There's KRVM Radio, which teaches teens to speak on the radio, mm-hmm. etc. And these groups that are actually doing this work, almost all volunteers, they yeah. don't get a shred of traditional mental health funding, and yet they're the ones making a difference.
Right.
And the mental health funding goes to groups that aren't working, the groups that are medicalized and really aren't helping build community. Mental health is turning into this individualized, siloed approach. While these groups are on the ground, they're making a difference.
Yes.
And I know a lot of that's happening in Portland as well. And it's essential that we all be advocates in our county and city governments and say this is no longer acceptable for the money to go to places that aren't working. And
right.
there are plenty of groups that are super successful in changing the lives of people in a prevention and proactive way and aren't getting a dime from traditional funding sources.
Hey, thank you so much and for allowing the larger audience know about the great work that's happening in Eugene and Cascadia Quest and the other organizations you mentioned. And for reminding us that there are groups on the ground doing work, mostly volunteer, who actually make a difference in real people's lives. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You are listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO. I'm Cecil Prescott. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And you are sharing with your community things that people need to know about how they ought to participate in on Giving Tuesday. A couple organizations that I think we should mention, because there are so many, and how do I give my money to, and who do I give my money to? One organization I think you should look into is the MRG Foundation, which is a charitable organization that gives money to organization. Now, what's great about MRG is that they have a mission in which they reach out to organizations such as the one our last caller mentioned, that are often volunteer run, who don't have access to big pots of money, and look for organizations that are often run by people who are on the margins. MRG Foundation has been around for decades, who managed to fund organizations throughout the state. I forgot to bring the flyer I got from them last week, but the number and the breadth of organizations and causes they participate in is amazing. And if you have a few dollars and you want it to stretch out many, many ways, that may be one organization you may want to give money to, because their goal, their sole reason for being is in the collective, they believe in the power of collective action and what people can do to change the world. Some of the organizations they have funded, let's see, like the 350 Deschutes in Central and Eastern Oregon, which promote economic justice, environmental justice, human rights. Don't Shoot Portland in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. The Greater Portland Trans Unity, also in Portland, which advocates for disability rights, gender equity, and multi-issue campaigns. Organizations such as the Rogue Action Center in Southern Oregon, and you know, it goes on and on and on. Organizations that receive funding. Earlier caller mentioned Pueblos Unidos, also funded by the MRG Foundation. So that's, you know, if you want your money to stretch out to many organizations, you might look at foundations such as MRG Foundation, which promote social justice throughout the state by working with, by funding organizations who are doing great work. Another group that you might want to look into is the Social Justice Fund Northwest, who are also building progressive power through donor activism. You know, how, what should I do? How should I spend? You know, you might have, fortunate to have a job that pays you more than you need to do. And do you really need that new toy? No, what you can do is look at organizations such as the Social Justice Funds, who promote social justice through donor activism. Our number here is 503-231-8187. We have a few minutes left here this morning for you to call in and share your knowledge of organizations that are doing great works. and things that they can do to transform our world. One last funding organization I'll mention is the Black United Fund of Oregon, who also has been around for decades, and they promote and give funding to educational scholarship and community building organization and opportunities, also targeted communities that are most marginalized and that need the most help. This is the season in which so much activity is happening, but it is also a season in which you can make a difference in many, 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 many ways, small or large. Giving Tuesday is coming up. That will be tomorrow. There will be a call for you to participate in giving in many organizations, in addition to giving to KBOO. Consider sharing what you have with these other organizations, and there are many in your community who are doing work that needs to be done. You know, we don't have to feel guilty about what we have or feel powerless because there's so much to be done. We can be inspired and empowered by looking around and seeing that the work that is being done, whether it's students who are marching and reminding us that we need to change our world, and or there won't be a world, okay, Boomer. Or whether it is organizations which are working for the transformation of the economy, that's working so that all people may have a living wage and may find decent housing. Whether there are organizations working for those who are immigrant and refugees, and there are organizations that are working to provide housing for the houseless, for those who are older, for those who are without. And there are organizations who work for the transformation of our society. So, you know, I guess we really don't have an excuse. And there is so much work to do, but don't let that make you powerless. I'm inspired by the countless number of groups and organizations that are working for transformation to make sure that this better world that we know is possible becomes a reality. So do that by participating. Continue to listen, to learn, and find information here on KBOO, and then continue to do action. There is so much work to do. Stay tuned now for the OMO Variety Hour here on KBOO. This is Cecil Prescott. Thank you this morning.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Mark Brown Trio CD Release Party on Sunday, December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Artichoke Music in Portland. The Mark Brown Trio celebrates the release of their CD called Had My Fill of the Moon. The Mark Brown Trio also features Jan DeWeese and Jim Boland. The show is a benefit for Artichoke Music. Again, that's the Mark Brown Trio CD Release Party on Sunday, December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Artichoke Music, 2007 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I've had my fill of the moon. I've had my fill of the moon.
KBOO is having our annual book and record sale Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 10 p.m. There's a special member-only preview hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The sale will be located at Jupiter Next in the Arium Ballroom at 900 East Burnside Street. KBOO is currently accepting donations of used and good condition books, records, CDs, and cassette tapes. KBOO is hosting sorting parties for this event on Friday, December 6th and Friday, December 13th at 5 to 7 p.m. at KBOO's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. If you're able to help with sorting or help on the day of the sale, please contact volunteer at kboo.org. We hope to see y'all there.
Are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, listener-supported community radio. It is time now for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm Denise Morris, your host for this December 2nd Monday. Patricia Kohlberg is our engineer. This morning on the Old Mole, Bill Resnick interviews Lynn Adelman, a federal judge in Wisconsin. They discuss his latest article, The Roberts Court: Assault on Democracy. That's part one of a two-part interview. Well, Red is Fran Michelle this morning, and she continues digesting the meaning of the USA's harvest holiday. Bill Resnick returns to talk in studio with